Jeff is going to come over and talk about unity, and he didn't know it, but he just spoke on unity, so it's going to be real fresh in his mind. And I hear he did a wonderful job. And
how did I know this was copying me? How did I know that, Paul?
This is my choice.
Evening, everybody. My name is Jeff Melkalk. Apparently, I was meant to talk about unity tonight. I have had the great pleasure of also sponsoring a lot of people, a lot of guys, mostly guys in AA. It truly has been. It's always been like, okay, one woman, bunch of guys, and one woman. But it's truly been really the high point of this whole AA thing that we do, really. I mean, I had the most amazing experience when I went through the steps with the sponsor. You know, the victim thing, holy crap, that was me to a T, you know. And to find out that, the amazing thing is to find out that I'm not a victim was the most freeing thing in the world. Most freeing thing in the world. And to share that with other people was like even more freeing than finding it out, really. And what I found that this disconnection that I always felt, this always separateness that I always felt in my life, doesn't exist today for me. And to bring this all about to the unity, because you know, I never realized that's really what my biggest problem was this separation, was this disconnect that we hear people talk about all the time in AA. You know, not feeling part of, you know, that whole not being able to feel love. That was, you know, mine was kind of like on the opposite side of that, and that I had this family that absolutely loved me, and I could never feel it. I knew it was there, but I just could never feel it. And today I can actually experience that. Today I can experience the connection that I have with them, with the connection I have with you guys. And you're right, everywhere I go, that connection is there. You know, and I find that when I really experience that connection and I experience that love from you guys, that's when I experience this thing that we call God, power greater than yourself, whatever it is. But I experience that through you guys. You know, I experience that through being connected to you. And I experience that God through you. Which, you know, when we come here and we find that out, that, okay, this is where I experience that connection, is through you guys out there. Group unity becomes pretty important. Because if I don't have you, that means I'm by myself again. And I think that's why that first tradition tells us, you know, that us staying together is more important than anything else. And if we can't stay together, we have nothing. Nothing. And I know today, absolutely, without a doubt in my mind, that I need AA and I need you more than AA needs me. Really. That guy who actually took me through the steps initially is a perfect example of that. You know, he decided he was going to leave us. And he's coming to the conclusion that he cannot survive on his own. And he's still struggling to get back here. And that is absolutely, a total reminder to me, again, that I need to be here. And I need to be connected to this thing called AA. And I need AA to continue. And I better do my best to do whatever it is I need to do and allow that to happen. You know, when this is love and tolerance is our code, there's by no mistake that's in there for that reason, so we can stay together. So without that, we have nothing, really. That particular gentleman actually started this meeting, and again, I know it in my heart that there was a reason for this to happen. You know, that nothing is wasted in God's world, I believe. No experience is wasted. And it surely wasn't wasted on me. You know, the importance of why we need to be here. I love this group. You know, I love this home group. And we have our growing pains too. If anybody here is, besides home group members, has shown up at our business meetings, we tend to get like more people at our business meeting than some meetings that I go to, period. And that becomes sometimes a hindrance. But that's good. That's good. I mean, that's what principles are all about, man. It's not the it is when it comes to traditions, I don't believe it's the easier, softer way. I believe it's meant to be it's meant to really stop and make us think. And but you know, what I find is that through that, this group has really grown. When I first came here in 2007, I think we had a business meeting like once, twice a year, you know. And you know, this group is not that old. It really isn't. And it's amazing for me to see the fellowship that has grown up around this in this group, as far as group members go, you know, to see the fellowship that has come up and the people who show up on a daily basis to make this happen, you know, to make the coffee and get the chairs ready and, you know, find speakers for this thing. And it's amazing the amount of work that goes into making this meeting what it is. And but the benefits are incredible. They are absolutely incredible. And you know, again, it comes down to that experiencing that love and joy through that. You know, Bill always talks about I love AA history. I'm just one of those AA history guys, you know. And I love this one common thread that always Bill is always talking about, and whatever you read, whether it's AA Comes of Age or the Big Book or, you know, any of the stuff that we have. But there's one principle that he always stresses in there, and that is this principle of strength coming from weakness. That paradox, that spiritual paradox of us finding strength in our weakness. And, you know, it's so funny that we all show up here just so broken down and beaten, you know, and we can all come together and find great strength in that weakness. That's just an incredible thing to me, you know. And I don't think it's any one of our doing other than us being willing to show up and take part of it, really. You know, I was talking with a guy on the way up here, you know. I certainly wasn't qualified to, I wasn't qualified to unify anything when I got here, that's for sure. I was all about division and finding controversy and, you know, just dividing. But one thing I did have was willingness to show up and just apply some simple things that I absolutely did not think were going to work. I didn't think the 12 steps, those 12 principles were going to work in my life. And my sponsor emphatically drummed it into my head that principles don't care what I think. Principles don't care how I feel. They do what they do. And if you apply the actions, you get the results. And I see it in my personal recovery, and I see it within the fellowship, and I see it within this group. And it's just really, truly an amazing thing that we don't really need to know a whole heck of a lot when we get here. We really don't. All we need is a little bit of willingness to follow some directions, take some actions that we don't think are going to work. While I'm talking about unity, I have similar issues sometimes with my family. I work with them. I'm with them all the time. I work with them. I actually live there with them. And I can get to that point that Julie was talking about real easy, of absolutely love and tolerance goes out the window. Acceptance is like, you know, last week's news. And I can become very intolerant, you know. And it is amazing how when that happens and I become aware of that and I tap into that power, you know, that we're all seeking, you know, and I can tap into that and just be like, God, just keep me out of the way. Just help me to be useful. Just whatever it is you want me to do, just help me to do that and help me just to be useful to somebody today, especially my family. It seems like seems like that, because all that, you know, intolerance and you know, lack of acceptance and all that is just simply a division, just something that blocks me from you, from my family. It seems like the moment I tap into that power, it's like that connection happens again. It's like the connection is there. It's like the division goes away. I don't know where it goes. I really don't care where it goes. All I know is it's not there anymore. And when I'm connected, I feel good. The world looks good to me. And I think that's what this whole thing is about, is getting connected. You know, I never feel connected in my whole life. Walk through life always separate and alone. And I came here, and I got connected to some really awesome people, and I got connected to this world that I hated when I showed up here. I hated it. And now I love it. I don't know how you get from A to B on my own. I could never do that on my own. I spent 37 years trying to do that. I did, and it isn't comfortable walking through life being disconnected, and it isn't comfortable walking through life hating everything around you and hating everybody around you and not being able to feel love. Not comfortable at all. And so for a guy who's never really felt that connection, to come here and actually experience that connection is just, it's phenomenal. It is really, truly the miracle. It is really the miracle that I can stand up here and say that I actually get up in the morning and actually like what I see. Sometimes I actually even love what I see. I love the world around me. And I love being able to be useful to people today and have a purpose in my life. It's just, you know, it's like that whole thing of somebody who's felt fear all their life until they don't feel fear. You don't even know what the heck it is. You don't even know that it's fear until you don't feel it. And it was the same way with me. I never knew I was disconnected until I got here and got connected. And then all of a sudden, I was like, holy crap, I never want to go back to being disconnected again. And when it happens, it does. I immediately am like, okay, what do I need to do? I do not like being alone, by myself, isolated. I want to be connected again. And I find that for me to do that, simple prayer to this God that I showed up here not even wanting. I did not show up here looking for God. I didn't show up here to find God, find anything. I just wanted to not feel like killing myself, really, you know. And I love what you said, you know. I don't think I ever really wanted to die. I just didn't want to live the way I was living. And I just am really grateful. You know, I'm probably babbling on now too, but I'm just really grateful to be a part of this group and the love that happens here. And I'm just really grateful that you're all here to take part in that with me. You know, which really reflects that unity in me and in you. And I just am very hopeful that we can stay together and that this thing can be here for the people who haven't got here yet. You know, the people who haven't got here yet. That's what's really important. Is those people walking out there, and I'm going to use the stand at the door. You know, those people wandering out there in the dark. They don't even know that hope exists. You know, that we can all stay together and be here for them when they show up. When they want it, it'll be here for them. And I'm just grateful to take part in that with all you guys. Thanks.